Because I want the people that's watching to really see this, understand this. You've been sitting under an apostle, a pioneer. You've been sitting under a general. And so don't take it lightly that you've had this opportunity. God has afforded you this opportunity, so you can't take it lightly. And we don't want to see you disconnect after the school session is over. So you need to stay connected, because apostle is always, there's always something fresh that's coming from it. And so we want to make sure that all the students understand that. And all the graduating students, and I know everybody in here graduating student, everybody's watching the graduating students, those who are not alumni. But we always bless Apostle and Mom Thompson on graduation night. We want to show them how much we appreciate them. Not only do are we asking the students to do it, but the instructors do. You know, because, you know, we sit in here every Tuesday night and receive from apostles. So, I mean, you know, we've been fed all the time. So, but we want to show him on graduation night that we really appreciate him. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, I don't know who's responsible for it, but don't y'all coward out. Amen. Don't sow no coward seeds. You know, we really want to be a blessing. We want this year to be better than any other year. Yes. We want this class. We want this, yes, this second year class, this class that's been in here for these 2 years. Yes, amen. We want them to be able to outgive everybody, yes, who came through here, yes, before them. Yes. Everybody not shouting about this. Praise the Lord. Amen. Like I said, I'm saying it again. There's no way that we can pay for what we receive. Yes. Amen. No way we can do that. And one of the things is a lot of folk, when you start talking about, you know, the giving part, it's almost like they, you know, well, we got to. No, it's really showing honor. Yes. Really showing honor. And not only that, but I am sowing into where God is taking me to. Every time I sow an apostle, I'm prophesying to my future. My seed is prophesying where I'm going. Every time I sow. So I can't miss opportunity to sow, because I'm always prophesying. You understand? So we want to make this the best graduation, because I think that y'all are one of the best classes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we want to make sure that we do that. So class, those on the internet, somebody will be getting in contact with you if they haven't already. So, and I'm going to say it again. Don't sow no coward seeds. Yes, amen. Listen to the Holy Spirit and give from your heart. Yes. Well, first of all, do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just do this, you're going to be all right. Just evaluate what you've received since you've been attending the school. How your life has changed. That right there, I mean, that's a good enough rudder right there for you to, you know, once you consider that, man, I'm telling you, there's no way you can pay for it. Now, you know, although I'm an instructor in the school, you know, I get blessed every time I come here. You know what I'm saying? I don't come here just to teach. I come here to hear what apostles come out of apostles' mouth. What you got, apostle? Praise the Lord, because I'm here to get it. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not here, you know, so I, like apostle teaching. Well, apostle, you know, you going into my class right now. No. Apostle, keep on. Praise the Lord. Because guess what? It's more than I'm receiving. And guess what? I am better because of what I just heard.
That's right. That's right.
I'm better before I came here, before I heard what I heard. Praise the Lord. So every time I hear it, amen, something happened to me, yeah, and I become better.
Yeah.
Now I'm finna say something to y'all. Apostle was telling you about how to have success in ministry, how to have accelerated success and that sort of thing and stuff. Now let me tell you how to fail to have success. How to have failure instead of success. All right. When God has told you to connect to somebody, and it's obvious that God told you to connect to apostle because you're in the school. Right. All right. So now, If you allow somebody to talk to you, talk you out of the connection.
Right.
I'm going to say this, and don't you ever forget this. If you ever let people, if you stay so close to the opinion poll, where you let people talk you out of what God told you to do, failure going to be your lot. Praise God. Look, listen to me. For years, people have, when I first started following, they're not crazy enough to do it now. But people are always trying to say little things and stuff, trying to pull me off of my assignment. Look, man, don't play with me like that. You know what I'm saying? Because God has told me to do this. So, but if you listen to everybody, if God has told you to connect and you get down the road and because of what somebody say swayed you, now you made a decision, you and God. If somebody calls you to change that decision that you've made, then you're bound for failure. I'm just telling you. A person who's going to be successful is a person who make a no-turn-back decision.
Yes, sir.
This is what God told me to do, and this is what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to connect. I'm telling you, the success that he has, praise God. I mean, you can't deny it. I mean, you could turn your head from it. You could look another way, but you can't deny that he's got success.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, because you got to deal with these haters now. You got to deal with the haters, but hater only supposed to make you greater.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't be around messing around with these folk who are trying to pull you off. All right, let me get into the lesson for these few minutes. But I want to make sure that we all on the same page. We're gonna bless her. We're gonna bless her, Pastor and Mom. Yeah, we're gonna do it. Praise the Lord. I remember, you know, that was a time when the instructors, you know, whenever graduation and stuff, and people were bringing gifts to the instructors and stuff. You know, they give Mom and Dad something. They bringing gifts to the instructors. So, I remember the year when Pastor Walker, he was graduating. So he was telling me, he said, we buying iPads for the instructors. We doing that. I say, for what? He said, well, you know, they've been instructing us and stuff. I said, no. I said, this thing has been going wrong for a long time. I said, we need to change it.
Amen.
Everything we give, we ought to be giving the apostle and mom. They are the ones who pioneered this work. They're the ones who have pulled their life out. The instructor's nothing but, you know, we just assisting him with what he's doing. Now, I said, no, we need to give everything to the apostle.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So if y'all want to know, why they don't get into the instructor, because the instructors did not pull their life out here at this church and in this ministry. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that old way that they were doing that, man, I said, why they? And then I didn't see the instructors giving nothing to the apostle. Let me go on with this lesson here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. See, it's not right. It's not right. No. How in the world? Let me go to my lesson. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Where am I at? I'm a characteristic. Characteristic number three. Yeah. Move without compromise to deliver the unadulterated truth of God. Breakthrough believers continue to teach and preach what they heard from the apostles in Jerusalem. I told y'all last week, according to Luke 4:18, Jesus preached the message that Isaiah preached in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed. So I told you if Jesus could preach Isaiah sermon, then we can preach apostle sermon. Praise the Lord, because they said they continued to preach, to teach and to preach what they heard from the apostle in Jerusalem. So we preaching and teaching what we heard from the apostle in Darrow.
Yes, sir.
They deliver what they receive without adulterating, compromising the message of truth. When the truth is lived out before it is delivered, the spirit of life is made flesh and we will receive grace upon grace. So that's one of the things that Apostle has instructed us. You know, before you can really minister his word, you ought to be living it first.
Yes, sir.
So we don't study to preach, we study to live.
Yes,
and so that word, you really ought to be walking it out in the flesh. You with me? So in John 1:14, it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then the 16th verse says, for of his fullness we have all received and grace upon grace. So people will receive special grace as they listen to the truth we are imparting. So that's a whole lot of things that even tonight, I mean, anytime Apostle get up, he's important. But even tonight, I'm telling you that, that was something that was released on us tonight as Apostle was ministering.
Amen.
You know, that's going to if the notes that he's given, if you take those notes and you meditate those notes, and you're going to begin to see some things break out in your life.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All right. Acts 2:32. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Acts 20:20 says, how I did not shrink by declaring unto you anything that was profitable and teaching you publicly and from house to house. So he said that, and pastors, as pastors, we need to develop a way to continually check in with our leadership, whether they are living the standards of truth taught to them. If not, I'm going to tell you something. What did we say? If not, they could contaminate the flow and perception of the unadulterated truth into the next generation.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. One thing about Apostle, you're not going to be around Apostle living any kind of way. He's not going to have it. Praise the Lord. I remember he told me a long time ago, he set me in his office, and my wife and I set us in the office and stuff. He said, now son, you got a nice looking wife. He said, now if I find out that you messing around, he's I'm gonna break both of your legs.
Yeah.
Praise hallelujah. Yeah, he told me. I said, ooh, I got this the kind of point I gotta follow.
Yeah.
I can't be following, nobody who, you know, I came out the streets, you understand what I'm saying? I can't be following no wimp. I gotta follow somebody strong.
Yeah.
He just looked at me and said, I'm gonna break both of your legs. Hallelujah. So, you know, glory to God. Praise the Lord. So, you know, after that, you know, even if a woman look at me strange and stuff, my legs start hurting. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, I mean, he looked me right in the eye and said, look, we don't play no games here. All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We don't want the next generation to receive genetically modified spiritual food, because the investment and hope we are building toward the future will come crashing down. And that's one thing that Apostle is doing. And that's one thing that the office of the Apostle is really to leave a legacy, to leave a track record, continuity, so that the next generation can grab a hold of it and go with it.
Yes, sir.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
See, I told you about Elijah. There's nowhere in the world that Elijah should have left off the scene and Gehazi and that other servant that was with him on top of that mountain, no way that they should have allowed him to leave the scene without them receiving that mantle that was on him.
Yes, sir.
He died with the mantle. Because when they put that man in that grave and stuff, that dead man jumped up because the anointing was in the ground.
Yes,
the anointing had no business being in the ground. So what's happening now, people of God, is that God is restoring, carrying us back to where he originally started the church with the apostle. You with me? See, there's a lot of things that can't happen without an apostle.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And see, we've had church, we just had usual church. You know, they were having church without an apostle, wondering why the signs, why the wonders, why the miracles was that. And we weren't experiencing nothing because we didn't even understand government.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's what it's about. It's about important. So Apostle is imparting into us. All right. And then we're supposed to be imparting it to others. The thing that we're receiving. You're not just coming to school just to take notes. You come into school to get this in you so that you can live it out. So that when people sit down and talk to you, it just start oozing out. The things and stuff that you learn. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about God. All the stuff that you've learned, there's some stuff that you don't even realize that you got, that you contain until a situation come up, and then it started coming out of you.
Yes, sir.
Say, my God, I praise the Lord. I didn't even know I had that down in there. Yeah, it's in there. So we got to have it for this next generation. Number four, characteristic number four. Moved in progressive revelation to stay relevant. Breakthrough believers have the ability to move in progressive revelation in order to bring fresh update in present truth to keep the church relevant in the now. I'll never forget this. When the computers came out, when the computers first came out, and they had this old deacon who he went to the pastor and he said, why y'all bringing them computers in the church? That's the world. He wanted to keep writing on pads and keeping all the membership stuff. You understand what I'm saying? And so he wanted to keep the thing in the past the way they've been doing it all the time. You know, but with technology and everything and stuff, we can use that, you know, to keep everything relevant and that sort of thing and stuff. And so there's something else. All right, we hear apostle talking about the soul, right?
Right.
All right. Now, apostle followed Brother Hagin, right? Brother Hagin really didn't talk much about the soul. He talked about the spirit, soul, and the body. He divided it, but he didn't talk a whole lot about the soul. Now, some people who've been following Brother Hagin for years, and then they hear the apostle talking about the soul and how the soul. You know, Brother Hagin said, the mind, the will, the emotion. So, you know, he identified the soul, but apostle has carried it further.
Yeah.
And some people think that because Brother Hagin didn't say it, then it's not the truth.
Right.
But revelation is progressive.
That's right.
We can't live off a 30-year revelation. You understand what I'm saying? God is progressive.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the apostle that he's following God. He's not contradicting anything that his spiritual father said, but he's carrying it further.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Right, right. So progressive revelation. We can't just stay with old stale. You know, when John had gone to sin. I mean, John had got his head cut off and stuff. I mean, that was the old move gone. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus on the scene and that sort of thing and stuff. And so there's a new move that's taking place. It does not mean that nothing was wrong with the old, but because how time has moved, God is doing something fresh now.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this distinctive quality of the breakthrough believers is the ingredient that allows the revival of the Holy Spirit to spread quickly across the Roman Empire. They became very perceptive of the progressive revelation, not just to fresh moves of the Holy Spirit, but also the restorative truths. And see, that's what's going on now. Those truths that the churches went away from, the apostle is responsible for bringing it back.
Yes, sir.
Getting people back in line.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Because, all right, I came from a Baptist church. And so in the Baptist church where I came from, you know, they had meetings. They had meetings. Everybody had meetings. You know what I'm saying? And so whenever they got ready to do something, they had to have all these votes. How in the world are you going to vote on what God said?
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? God say something, and then we got to put it to a vote. Suppose Moses, before he got to that Red Sea, he said, we need to vote. Whether or not, you know, we're going to go over this Red Sea. And everybody would have said, oh, no, I vote against that because we can't make it cross that Red Sea.
Right.
Moses said, but you don't know what God has given me.
Right.
God gave me a rod. All I got to do is stretch it out, and guess what? It's going to open up for us.
Yeah.
But he couldn't have no meeting. He couldn't have no discussion.
Amen.
So, you know, Lord have mercy. Praise the Lord. But they did things in a certain way, but God is bringing us back to government.
Amen.
Government. Deacons don't have no business running the church.
Amen.
That was the old way that they did things and stuff, and they kept the pastor where he couldn't really move unless they gave him the clearance.
Yes,
and so they still got a lot of that going on now. They still got a lot of it going on. Praise the Lord. Thank God we delivered.
Yes.
Man of God, show me what God, tell me what God say. Show me which way to go. It creates a meaningful sense of destiny among the people. The sheep are hearing the voice of the shepherd, and all the lambs follow as they observe the sheep following the shepherd without any conflict or inner struggles. Ooh, God has brought us a long way. Boy, because look, you talking about Reb said, this is the way we're going. Reb said, we're going to march around the walls and stuff, and we're not going to have no guns and stuff. You know, and they could be shooting at us and everything. You know, I'm talking about the Jericho wall. And Reb talking about we just going to walk around and just be quiet. Man, we got to say something. What are we going to? No. The people just marched. The people marched and did. And guess what happened? God gave them the city. Didn't sound right. I mean, you know, you understand what I'm saying? But all they had to do was follow. So breakthrough believers are able to hear, identify, and wholly respond to God's voice as it flows through his leadership. I don't have no problem. Apostle said something tonight. He said something tonight about hearing God. Do you know every time Apostle opened his mouth, I'm listening for God.
Yes,
boy, religious people say, "Oh Jesus, what you saying? The man is God." I never said that.
Right.
I said every time he opened his mouth, I'm listening for God.
Right.
Lord, what you trying to say to me?
Right.
What are you, Lord? What he just said? What did you mean by that?
Right.
How did that pertain to my life?
Right.
Y'all better bag up in here.
Yes, sir.
See, when you really following somebody, you really have to. All right, you have to trust God. See, one reason why it's easy for me to trust Apostle is that God told me to follow him.
Yeah, right.
So I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I don't lean to my own understanding. All my ways acknowledge him, and so he directed my pathway, right? Okay, so I don't have no problem trusting Apostle, because Apostle always in God's face.
Yes.
Always seeking God.
Right.
So, I mean, if he's always, so I can trust him that even if he's going this way, watch this, y'all, if he's going this way, and because he's really trying to follow God, and he make a little turn like this here, and then he go back this way and stuff, guess what? I can trust him because I know that at the end of the day, he's going to wind up following right on God's trail. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, we got a human side, so how many know sometimes, you know, we can, God telling us to go this way and stuff, and we could make a little turn because we think it's the way God. Then God said, no, I'm over here, and so you just jump back. You understand what I'm saying? So with my 3 minutes left, so I'm able to trust. I know, but y'all ain't gonna be able to understand it, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Even if Apostle missed God,
come on now.
I still trust him.
That's right.
You know why? Because I know that if he missed, he gonna hit him. He gonna get it. Because he. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pray, like somebody say, you know, well, the pastor, you know, I thought he had said this here. I thought he had said that. No. When you're following God, boy, you got to be pressing. You got to be moving, because God is moving.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And so I got 2 minutes. So this fifth characteristic, move under subjection to spiritual authority. Breakthrough believers have the ability to move under subjection to spiritual authority, breaking the spirit of rebellion and witchcraft while restoring the honor for spiritual leadership to function. You understand what I'm saying? Watch this, and this is another thing too. All right, when you're following somebody, you don't follow them with an ulterior motive.
Right.
Or you're not following because you think that they can do something for you.
Right.
Not only that, watch this. You can't sow into them and expecting a favor from them.
Right.
You can't do that. You understand what I'm saying? One thing I love about Apostle, I mean, I can put $20,000 in Apostle's hand right now, and he'll rebuke me in 5 minutes if I get out of line. So I got to have, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. What? I mean, he done it before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you can't be, man, I mean, I just gave you this and you're going, yes, give it to me because I don't want you to play with me. I want to, because I want to please God in everything that I do. And I'm not going to be able to please God.
Come on.
If I'm not following his delegated authority.
Amen.
And my time up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, see y'all graduation night.
Yes,
amen. Y'all been a good class. Praise God.
Good teacher.
Amen.